Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. After this year's row crop harvests, farmers rolling into Bowling Green for next Friday's Kentucky Commodity Conference will be in quite the mood.
This will be a high-spirited group of folks this year as we get together after a tremendous harvest, great weather, and continued relatively strong markets.
Kentucky Corn Grower Association President Ray Allen Mackey of Hardin County says this gathering marks the 20th anniversary of this conference, combining the Soybean Association and several commodity groups' annual meetings.
Yes, even the Small Grain Association joins us together with the Kentucky pork producers, and we're able to get a lot of good speakers and a very expanding trade show. It's a really good informative event, as well as some time to fellowship and meet friends from across the state.
Actually, today is the registration deadline, which can be accomplished online at kycorn.org. While celebrating the great year, the group continues to look forward.
As an organization, we're always looking for new markets. We're always looking to try to expand our exports to maintain our presence in the world market. At the same time, we want to reinforce to our domestic markets and our livestock customers here at home that we are that dependable supplier, that we will come through in tough times and in good years and provide an ample supply of corn, grain, soybeans, so forth.
We'll be right back.
What do bacon and eggs have in common? Besides being staples on your breakfast plate, they're produced by poultry and livestock farmers that provide safe, healthy, and affordable food choices for you and your family, while also supporting our communities and our state. Kentucky's poultry and livestock sectors support nearly 33,000 jobs and help generate $5.2 billion in ag revenue, helping Kentucky farmers lead the way in providing safe and healthy food for you.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
The registration deadline for next Friday's commodity conference in Bowling Green is today and can be accomplished online at either kycorn.org or kysoy.org. The corn growers, Ray Allen Mackey, on related impacts of this season's big crop.
If you got plenty to sell, you know you're going to take care of your input cost and you'll be able to pay down some debt. Financial statements will look good and farmers will be investing and some hardware, I'm sure, over the next few weeks.
He comments on some ongoing proactive environmental steps the group is working on.
We've done some partnering with the Division of Water in trying to establish some acceptable water quality standards. And those efforts have been tough, but with the help of the Division of Water, I think we're moving forward in a way that will be good for the environment, but will also allow farmers to continue to be productive.
The Commodity Conference, January 17th. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.